Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad you're with me. I normally do my recording outside on my lanai where I love to do my work, but it is raining and noisy. I think you don't want all that rain noise in the background. Today, I want to talk with you about helping someone get out of a chair from a seated position to standing. Now, that would also be true if they're sitting on the toilet and you've got to get them up. There are ways to do that that are safer for them, less painful for them, because it can hurt to try to lift someone, especially if you're doing it inappropriately, or not inappropriately, but in a way that's not your best plan, let's say. And then also how to protect you so you don't hurt your back or your shoulders or your neck or your arms, or, you know, all that good stuff. We got to keep both of you in good shape. So I want you to start by thinking about your dominant side, and you want to position yourself so that your dominant side is beside your person that you're trying to help, if possible. Sometimes that's not possible, and you're just going to have to use your less dominant side. And then with me, I'm right-handed, so I would try to stand on their left side if possible, bending that arm, just like we talked about last week when we were driving a car while walking. We take that arm, our arm, and we bend it, and we put the bend of our arm, or as I call it, the crook of my arm, up in their armpit, and that gives us a good sturdy hold on that person. Before we get too very far involved, though, we're going to encourage them and assist them in scooting forward to the edge of the chair. Some folks are going to easily do that. Some folks cannot figure out how to do that too readily, and you might can help push on their high knee to push them forward a little bit, and then they still may not be able to do that. But what you want to be careful is that they don't quickly go too far and wind up in the floor, because that's a whole nother show we'll have to do. In fact, that's a call most likely to 911, because they potentially could have been hurt. So one thing you can do is put your foot behind their foot so that your feet are going across the floor behind their heels, so that it's kind of like a bumper. It stops them from going too far. And get them positioned, separate their feet about hip width apart, and bring their feet forward a little bit so that their feet are not right up against the chair. Then we're going to activate two parts of the brain. So with folks with dementia, when we're talking to them, depending on the stage of their journey, where they are, they may only be grasping two of every three words, or they may actually only be grasping one of every three words. So it's very likely they're not hearing everything you say. And if they are hearing it, if the ears are getting it, the brain is not processing it. So we want to activate another part of the brain by touching them, and we're going to touch their nose. So what we're going to tell them, we're going to get down eye to eye and say, I'm going to help you get out of this chair here, and let me put my arm right here, and then you're going to touch their nose, your hand on their nose, your finger, and you say, when I touch your nose, I want you to lean it towards your toes. Toes over nose. So let's practice that. So you touch their nose, and hopefully they lean forward, and you work with them a little bit. What you're doing is a pendulum kind of effect. You know, you're getting that body up. When you lean forward, you start raising off of the chair a little bit just by doing that. Gravity starts working in your favor as the caregiver. So you're going to say, nose over toes, and then you're going to count to three, because we know that you hear one, two, three, something's going to happen after you say three, right? And so that's going to spark in their brain also. That's an old memory. So we're going to help them rock forward while touching their nose to toes. One, rocking, two, rocking, three, and when they're forward and their nose is over their toes, while they're in that position, you use that arm and up they come. It works really well. Now, if they are plus size, you need somebody on both sides doing the exact same thing, helping to lift them so that you don't hurt them and that you as the caregiver are not hurt also. Little tips like this can make your day easier and make it safer. We do not want to hurt our people. when you go in and you just start pulling on two arms, you know, and they're just in a seated position, all gravity is pushing down, and you just try to lift them, you're going to get them up, you're going to hurt them, you're going to hurt you, and you're probably not going to be successful. So don't do that. That little tip of nose over toes helps to gravity to work in your favor. I hope that helps you. I hope you have a great caregiving journey today. If I can help you, go to my website, letstalkdementia.org. On the drop-down menu, you'll see Contact Carol and be happy to hear from you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America, these people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.